5 in 10 from Skywatch TV. That's 5 topics in about 10 minutes for Monday, November 13th, 2023. I'm Derek Gilbert. We're back on YouTube. If you're watching us there, subscribe to our channel at 5 in 10. And then before the end of this program, I'll tell you how to guarantee we never get canceled. Topic number 5 today, Israel. Rather remarkable meeting in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia over the weekend as the Gulf states, the Arab Gulf states, rejected a call from Iran to sever all diplomatic ties with Israel and arm the Palestinians. Now, Iran said it's still wielding a lot of influence regarding this conflict. Its allied factions operating in Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, and Yemen, calling them resistance factions, still supporting Hamas. This summit in Riyadh was attended by 51 leaders of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, the OIC. There were some who were disappointed because of the rather tepid outcome of the meeting, but there are others who say that the moral force of the solidarity they showed in condemnation of Israel would force the U.S. to rein in the Netanyahu administration and the war in Gaza. Iran's president, Ebrahim Raisi, was the first Iranian leader in 11 years to travel to Riyadh for this summit. As you know, relations between the main Sunni power in the Arab world and in the Muslim world, Saudi Arabia, and the main Shia power, Iran, have been strained in recent years by the war between Saudi Arabia and one of Iran's resistance factions, the Houthi rebels in Yemen, which is on Saudi Arabia's southern border. The final message from the OIC was condemnation of Israel, support for Hamas, but short on practical steps on how to achieve a ceasefire or how to actually help Hamas. For his part, Benjamin Netanyahu, Israel's prime minister, has refused to engage with proposals for a ceasefire. And this is reportedly angering the Biden administration, as it appears, as we told you toward the end of last week, that it appears the White House, the Biden administration, is giving in to pressure from the radical left of the Democratic Party, which sees Israel as a whole, not just Israel in Gaza or Israel in Judea and Samaria, as an occupying power that needs to leave. So we shall see how this develops. Meanwhile, while this is going on, South Korea's President Yoon Suk-yeol reportedly told U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin that both nations, South Korea and the United States, need to be prepared for Hamas-style attacks from North Korea in the region. This warning came when Yoon invited Austin and U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff General Charles Brown Jr. to the presidential palace for dinner. Just remember, what's going on in Israel is not disconnected from what's going on in Ukraine and what may happen in Korea and in Taiwan. The adversaries, the competitors with the United States for global influence will certainly take advantage of our distraction and the fact that we, frankly, are overextended militarily to perhaps do some things elsewhere. Topic number 4, protest marches. This weekend, of course, marked the annual Veterans Day holiday here in the United States, an Armistice Day or Remembrance Day in the United Kingdom. That's November 11th, marking the end of World War I. This was a day, is a day that's marked with solemn ceremonies in the United Kingdom, but it was also, intruded upon by protest marches, pro-Hamas protests. In London, poppy sellers at Victoria Station were forced to move their stall after they were surrounded by protesters chanting pro-Palestine slogans. Volunteers for the Royal British Legion had set up at the station there, forced to move when they were crowded out by the pro-Hamas protesters. Meanwhile, chaos unfolded in London as counter-protesters and pro-Hamas demonstrators clashed with police in the city. Violence broke out as fireworks and missiles, you know, basically debris being thrown back and forth. 145 people arrested. UK Defense Secretary Grant Shapps saying there will likely be more as video is analyzed to find more suspects. Counter-protests have been organized by people upset that the pro-Hamas protesters were intruding on the Armistice Day celebrations, commemorative events, I should say. The counter-protesters started clashing with police, however, and 126 of them were arrested. And while the Met Police said that the 300,000 strong who marched in support of Hamas in London started out with no incidents, Then a group of about 150 were stopped by police after they started shooting fireworks at the officers. Again, many police offended that the Metropolitan Police allowed the pro-Hamas protests to take place on a day reserved for ceremonies honoring the fallen heroes of World War I and World War II, with some actually questioning what kind of country are we living in anymore when we're allowing this to take place on a day normally reserved for that. It suggests that the culture of the nation is fundamentally changing. Topic number three, volcano alert. Iceland declared a state of emergency over the weekend, police officials urging residents to evacuate the coastal town of Grindavik following a wave of earthquakes in the southwest of the country linked to a possible imminent eruption. Nearly 800 earthquakes recorded early Friday morning between midnight and then 2 p.m. that day, the shallowest at a depth of about 1.8 miles to around 2 miles, roughly, give or take. This is according to the Icelandic Meteorological Office. Iceland, just to give you an idea how big Iceland is, it would fit inside the borders of Colorado here in the United States, or in the UK, it's comparable in size to Wales plus central and southern England combined. And yet, as small as it is, Iceland, because it sits on a tectonic boundary that is continually splitting apart as North America and Eurasia are moving away from one another, it is home to 32 active volcanoes. Again, no imminent danger, according to officials in Iceland, but they are taking precautions. If it blows, this could affect a big chunk of Europe because of the prevailing winds and the direction that the ash would blow. Topic number two, avian flu. We talked about this last week. More cases in the United States as officials in Minnesota were forced to quarantine and potentially cull nearly a million chickens. This highly pathogenic avian influenza was reported at a farm in Wright County, Minnesota, 940,000 to be precise. The Minnesota Board of Animal Health first issued the quarantine notice on Halloween, October 31st. All told, more than 2.4 million birds have been affected by this highly pathogenic strain of avian influenza since early October here in the United States. This, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, USDA stresses that this does not necessarily reflect the actual number of infected birds. There may be some that have not yet been detected, but many of those who've been culled were not yet infected, but they were slaughtered to prevent the spread of the virus. Since early last year, however, USDA reports that more than 61 million birds have been affected by the virus. It's also turned up in some mammals. There's a report within the last couple of weeks of grizzly bears in Montana testing positive for avian influenza. It's been found in poultry in 15 states here in the U.S. within the last 30 days. Now, chicken and eggs, still safe to eat, presuming you cook it at above 165 degrees, which kills viruses. It's also not known to, at least this strain, not yet known to infect humans. The danger, of course, is that through a mixing vessel like pigs, which can be infected by both avian and human influenza viruses, that you may get a mutation that would then allow it to infect humans, which could be a real problem, which is why we keep our eyes on this. Coming up, an epic holiday fail in Australia. You got to wonder what the marketing guys were thinking at Kmart in Australia. I'll tell you about this next on 5 and 10.
We want to make sure that you're aware of the largest giveaway of the year in the We Are Legion Grand Collection. When you order the We Are Legion Grand Collection from SkywatchTVStore.com, you'll receive We Are Legion for We Are Many, Dominions, Cosmo Craters, and Washington, D.C. Unmasking, the ancient riddle of the Hebrew year 5785, and the eminent destiny of America by best-selling author Dr. Thomas Horn. Divided We Stand, the globalist scheme for a one-world government by Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, and The Prince of the Power of the Air and the Last Days, Satanology, History, Prophecy, and Technology by Jeffrey W. Martus. But we're just getting started. This must-have collection also includes the breathtaking two-hour documentary, The Secret Destiny of America, on DVD, featuring Dr. Thomas Horn as he reveals who the God on America's Great Seal and U.S. $1 bill really is, why 72 pentagrams in the Capitol Dome are used to control the ancient Cosmo Craters who rule the nations, the coming incarnation of Antichrist, and much, much more. But that's not all. With the holidays just around the corner, now's your chance to save big and receive solid bonus merchandise absolutely free. Because also included in the We Are Legion Grand Collection are any number of brand new, super quality, overstock gift books, DVDs, or audio sets to add to your library or to give away as gifts this coming holiday season. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of nearly $150. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling, so act quickly. You can scan the QR code on your screen using the camera app on your phone for instant access to this special opportunity. This is the largest giveaway of the year, just in time for the holiday gift-giving season, and is available only while supplies last, so don't delay. Visit us at skywatchtvstore.com or call 1-844-750-4985 and ask for the We Are Legion Grand Collection now.
Item number one today, a bad idea at any time, but especially right now. Kmart stores in Australia offering a ham for Christmas in this cute designer bag, Merry Ham-mess. Okay, it's a pun, I suppose. It's meant for storing ham in the fridge. Obviously, when they introduced this or developed this idea, which would have been months in the making, so long before the events of October 7th, they had no idea how badly this would land when they actually got to the stores. I mean, even having said that, though, Hamas has been around for a long time, so you've got to be pretty insensitive to just world events to think that this would be funny. It's really not. I mean, even as a Christian, it's in poor taste, tacky at best. We do not celebrate ham on December 25th. We celebrate the birth of the creator of the universe in human form, God made flesh, Emmanuel, God with us. And yes, I know December 25th was not the birth date of Jesus. It was probably September 11th. Just set that aside. The early church miscalculated the date. They were trying to find the date. They got it wrong. Just set that aside. The point is, this was tacky at best, but especially since October 7th, really an epic fail. To their credit, the Kmart stores in Australia said they've apologized. They admit this was in terribly bad taste, and they have pulled the product from their stores. Maybe just as a suggestion going forward, try to treat the holiday with a little more respect and, dare I say, reverence. This week on Skywatch TV, we are talking about the spirits at work behind our politicians. When we discuss geopolitics here at Skywatch TV, we're also talking about what my best friend, my wife, Sharon, calls theopolitics, what the Apostle Paul called principalities and powers and cosmic rulers over this present darkness, with whom we actually wrestle, not flesh and blood. This is the final series of programs we will feature with the recently departed Dr. Tom Horn, and it's his last book, We Are Legion, For We Are Many. Joining us on the panel, Sharon and me, Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, Joe Horn, of course, moderating the discussion, and you can watch the program right now at skywatchtv.com. All of our video content is always there. Our broadcast schedule, if you want to watch over the air on one of our partner networks, posted skywatchtv.com/channels. You can also watch it right now if you've got a set-top box, Roku, Apple TV. Make sure you've got the Skywatch TV channel for Roku and Apple TV, and you can watch it right there, right now. Our YouTube channel for the main program is at Skywatch TV Now. All of our video content, including these daily updates, is available on Rumble. If you don't want to use YouTube, go to rumble.com/SkywatchTV. But better yet, guarantee we never get canceled by downloading our free mobile app to your smartphone or tablet. Why? Because that content comes from servers that we are paying for, and it's owned, operated, maintained, hosted by a Christian company that has no desire to censor us. That way, all of our content coming right to your smartphone or tablet with Google's AirPlay or Google's Chromecast or Apple's AirPlay. You can share the video right from your device to your smart TV. App also has other features like a Bible with multiple translations, including a couple of Spanish and a French translation as well, and other features as well. Again, absolutely free, available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets. And we have links to their app stores at our website, skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.